Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Oh, Steve. Aunt Becky is a very bad aunt.
I still can't believe all this actually happened.
Yeah, this was big news yesterday. A lot of folks were talking about Lori Loughlin, who played Aunt Becky, and for the Desperate Housewife fans out there, Felicity Huffman. They have been charged in a huge college admissions scandal. They're calling it Operation Varsity Blues. Oh, I remember that movie.
It's a great name. If this was a movie, that'd be a great name.
The official charges against both of them are conspiracy to commit mail fraud and honest services mail fraud. They are two of the luminaries out of a bunch of people that have been charged with this and rounded up.
Yeah, right. It's like one of the biggest busts, I guess, of this kind of all time.
Such a shocker that, you know, this crime would happen, that rich people would use their money to try to get their kids to do something illegal, get them admitted to college in a fraudulent way.
Yeah, say it's the biggest one that our Justice Department has ever investigated.
Well, a gentleman by the name of William Singer, he's the one that set up a fake charity that rich people would pay into. In exchange, he would fraudulently get their kids into some of the top schools in the country. And in some instances, he would do it with straight up bribes. But Singer would also help students cheat on college entrance exams. He'd even fake athletic credentials for them. Wow, I heard they was photoshopping people's faces on like other athletes' bodies.
I did see some of that, and I was just like, wow, this is next level. Like, none of this would ever even cross my mind, but it makes sense. I mean, if, hey, it's corrupt in the athletic department, why wouldn't it be corrupt in every department when it comes to getting kids into college?
And, of course, you know, we've talked about this for years. The millions and millions of dollars that colleges generate based on sports. And, you know, you see what some of these college football coaches get paid, and you're like, how are you? It's a college, and you're making that much money.
Yeah, isn't, like, typically the highest paid state employee, and typically, in like, you know, where there's a college football team, it's the college football coach.
Yeah. People were paying from thousands to millions of dollars to get their kids into schools like Georgetown, UCLA, USC, Stanford, Wake Forest, Yale. Oh, yeah, these are schools.
Now, is it scaled on intelligence, like thousands? If your kid's kind of smart, but just not smart enough to get in, but you know what? We'll float it in. Just give us a couple hundred thousand. And then the millions is like if you just have a dumbass for a kid. Like,
that's
your kid's
a good
really
question.
Stupid.
That, because you have to have the money and the dumb kid.
Yeah, this kid's going to cost you $900,000.
Yeah. He's been running this scam, this Singer dude, since 2011. And Felicity Huffman reportedly paid $15,000 to help her eldest daughter out. That seems like a good deal. She must have been a smart kid.
She was kind of smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, because with Lori, with Aunt Becky, I think they played like a half a mil.
How about this, though? Maybe it has nothing to do with smarts, because they corrected, for the $15,000, they corrected her SAT wrong answers. That was part of the deal.
What the hell? My parents, you know.
They let you down.
I struggled. I took those damn SAT courses. I barely got by. The only school that would take me was Plattsburgh State University.
Yeah.
If they would have only forked over a couple of bucks. If they loved me enough.
$15,000, they would have corrected your answers.
Damn.
I could have been an MIT. Everybody laughed at me, but I could have been there.
Someone wants to know, how much did BJ have to pay to get Sarah and Joey to graduate?
Hey.
I would be very unimpressed if he didn't.
Who says they graduated?
Yeah, I don't think they did.
Yeah.
They?
No. Why do you think they're here?
Yeah.
As for Lori Loughlin, she and her husband allegedly paid $500,000 to have their two daughters designated as recruits to the USC crew team.
That was great because they have them pictures of them like at like a rowing machine. Like, hey, I'm on the rowing team.
Even though neither of them participated in the sport. So that's you're absolutely right. That was just fraud central.
When you at least like make them try out for the team or something.
I don't understand, unless it makes you look good later in life, to say you did these things. I don't understand how you...
Like, right, it's a scholarship.
Oh, there we go. Good call, Steve. Mm-hmm. So they get the scholarship. But then at that point, you're paying $500,000.
But they wouldn't have gone into the school otherwise, because they're not very smart.
Yeah, there's that. Damn, dude.
That's my only guess.
I think that's a good point. So they get the scholarship supposedly because they're great athletes, but they really aren't great athletes, and yet they're in this.
Please tell me they make like a Lifetime or a Hallmark movie about this and then have Lori play herself in it.
Yeah.
Because isn't that all she's doing these days, or those kind of movies?
I guess that Felicity Huffman, dude.
I don't even know who Felicity Huffman is.
She was on Desperate Housewives, which was really... She's married to William H. Macy. You know him.
Oh, yeah. I do know him.
They came to had her. FBI agents with guns drawn to
arrest her.
God, that's right out of a movie right there.
Oh, man, that'd be my Facebook cover.
Now, here's the crazy part. Now, I wasn't a huge Full House fan. I don't remember the episodes, but apparently art and life really blended, you know, because Lori Loughlin, as you know, Aunt Becky, in a moment of life imitating art, in an older episode of Full House, Aunt Becky admits they lied on the application to get their twins into an elite preschool.
I remember this.
How crazy is this? Is what it was on the show.
Look, Mrs. Jacobs, we have to be honest. Well, I have to be honest. We may have, well, he may have embellished, lied a bit on our application.
Well, we had a feeling you might have embellished. Not too many two-year-olds are proficient on the bassoon.
The bassoon?
Probably too short for the cello.
It only shows you want what's best for your boy.
Oh, so see?
Yeah.
They said it's okay to do these kind of things.
Dude,
see, this is where she got the idea.
It wasn't. She was trying to frame Uncle Jesse. Jesse Katsopoulos was not in the wrong in this.
That's insane, dude. How crazy is that? That was an episode, and then she's doing that. Lori Loughlin's doing that in real life. Lori's 19-year-old daughter, Olivia Jay. Now, here's the thing. She has the kid. She's trying to get her into school. How about her daughter posts a video last August saying she doesn't even care about school, and she's now a freshman at USC.
So I'll be going to college, and I'll still be working on YouTube. With work, it's going to be hard. Like, my first week of school, I'm leaving to go to Fiji for work, and then I'll be in New York a bunch this year for work. I don't know how much of school I'm going to attend, but I'm going to go in and talk to my deans and everyone and hope that I can try and balance it all. But I do want the experience of, like, game days, partying. I don't really care about school, as you guys all know.
Someone just said you need to check her out on Instagram. Wow. And I'm looking at her. She definitely got her mom's looks.
Okay. They spent $500,000 just so that she could get into USC and say she doesn't care about being in USC. God, this world is nuts.
Why is she even going to college?
What's the point? I mean, what does she need to?
Yeah.
Or is it connection so that you can...
Like status.
She said she wanted a party. I mean, oh, come on. Give her the...
Can't she just show up to these parties and not go to college?
Probably.
Or is that, like, not cool?
Yeah, I'll tell you something. You
got to earn those parties.
You know who gives this? You know who this gives me more respect for? Is the Kardashians. You know, those folks...
Huh?
I know it sounds crazy to say, but, I mean, if you look at the pictures of her daughter...
How do we know that they didn't go down this road either, though?
Did they even go to school?
I don't know. I don't keep up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, I see what you did there. But that's what I mean, they made their money just basically doing what this girl's doing, Olivia Jade. But, you know, she's got her parents bribing schools and this and that. And she's kind of probably just as dumb as the rest of us.
She's got 1.3 million followers. And apparently she's pretty popular on YouTube.
Yeah.
What the hell? I don't know.
So what is she going to school for?
1.9 million followers on YouTube. She's making bank, I bet, off of just her YouTube videos.
She doesn't need to go to school.
What the hell is she doing on YouTube? Oh, stupid fashion stuff.
Yeah.
Ugh, everyday makeup tutorial. I need to start doing makeup tutorials.
You should.
If you make that work, if you all of a sudden start looking good, people are going to... I mean, because it's one thing when you're born with...
I'm going to look good.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. If you can make yourself look good, Olivia Jade already looks good. But if you start looking good, you're going to make bank, buddy. Speaking of that, Olivia, of course, after she said she didn't care about school. People, of course, criticized her. If they had any clue that not only was she at a good school, but she got in fraudulently, she had to post another video because she was like, oh, I guess I better apologize for this.
Oh, boy.
I said something super ignorant and stupid, basically, and it totally came across that I'm not grateful for college. I'm going to a really nice school, and it just kind of made it seem like I don't care. I just want to brush it off. I'm just going to be successful on YouTube and not have to worry about school. And I watch it back and I read the comments and I'm just really disappointed in myself. I'm not here to make excuses or whatever. And obviously I could have done worse, but it's just annoying and frustrating to look on, I guess, because I'm not like that. And I didn't mean it that way. So I'm not trying to like come out here and defend myself or anything.
You actually
I just genuinely want to say I'm sorry for anyone I've offended by saying that. I know that it's a privilege and it's a blessing and I'm really grateful. I think a lot of people obviously like to attack me because I've grown up a different life. Again, that's not me. I deal with you guys, I guess.
Really?
Well, I would never, ever, ever want to offend or hurt my subscribers.
Oh, shut up. God, you are annoying.
I unsubscribed.
Feel free to unsubscribe.
I like this one. Says, next video, how I got into college with zero hard work and effort.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, get your comments in now. She's going to probably start disabling them.
Oh, I am telling you something. This is why it just goes to show you, money begets more, you know, stupidity and cheating and fraud and all that. The more money you make, the more you think that you don't have to be a good human being, honestly.
I like this person. I would personally like more content about rowing crew, please.
Yeah. Wow. That's a beating. So Lori Loughlin, Aunt Becky, she's a bad aunt.
She raised a good kid.
Yeah, she raised a great kid. Honestly, I mean, you know, I would take YouTube away from my kid. I don't care how much money you're making. You're an idiot. Somebody says
maybe she didn't know her mom did that. Do you think?
Well, some of the kids are saying they did have no clue. That's why they may not be prosecuted themselves. The kids just thought they got in because, hey, this is great. I can see you being naive enough. I know when I was young enough, I thought I could get into MIT. If my dad turned around and did a bribe thing, I would have thought, I thought I was a bright kid and just wasn't, and I wasn't given the fair chance to learn the right way. At 17, I was very ignorant of my ignorance.
See, I was just pleasantly surprised any college accepted me. So I was like, yeah, I'll go where I can get in. I was pretty pumped about that.
Yeah, I was too.
And one where I could go away. Like, I got accepted to a couple of schools that would have meant that I would have to stay at home, but I wanted to go away.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I couldn't.
Good parties. Yeah. It was great.
That's a bummer. My dad wouldn't let me do it. I had to go. I had to be a commuter. Well, politicians, movie stars, people that have a lot of money, is it a shock that they use their money to be basically white-collar criminals? Is it a shock?
How do you feel? I guess, you know, she's so damn spoiled. She probably doesn't even care that if she found out that her mom and dad just dropped $500,000 to get into college, she'd be like, isn't that what everyone does? I bet it would be just kind of a clueless thing to her.
Oh, yeah.
Because the $500,000, I bet in their world, is like $10,000 to some people.
So much cheating going on. Seriously, on the high school sports level, and then this college sports level where people are recruited and paid.
College athletes are like, ah, cool, now we're not being focused on second, you know?
Damn, dude.
She's only worth $8 million, according to Google.
What's that? What's that, Jane? Uh-huh. The woman we don't even know?
No, Lori Loughlin.
Oh, Lori Loughlin.
Yeah.
Wow, she's worth $8 million.
How do you say her name there, Dan?
Aunt
Becky, okay?
Thank you. Much better.
Aunt Becky's worth $8 million.
Yeah.
And she spent $500,000. That's a lot of her money.
How much is her husband worth?
Oh, I don't know who her husband is.
Well, Uncle Jesse, of course. John Stamos. Yeah. She's probably got some rich-ass husband, I would imagine.
I don't know. But, I mean, if William H. Macy, I mean, how about his wife? He's got to be, I mean.
Massimo Giannulli.
I never heard of that guy.
He's a fashion mogul.
$80 million.
$80 million?
Yeah.
Oh, they're doing okay there, Danny. Don't worry. They're going to be able to pay their bills next month.
She made a great deal. So that $8 million.
Massimo, isn't that like a brand, like a clothing line?
Then that's that. Dude, that's the same
it's
dude.
Target. I feel like Target carries most of
it. Yeah, I've got some of his stuff.
That's him?
I do too.
Nice.
$80 million.
See, I helped put his daughter through college.
Yeah, you make that kind of money. You're the guy that thinks you can buy your way into anything.
He's the man.
Goodfellas. That's another brand I like there at Target.
I like the Target brand itself. But apparently, Olivia Jade makes about $300,000 for YouTube.
a year. So she's.
But that's what her net worth is because
just
of
talking
YouTube.
Talking to a camera and saying stupid ass.
Yeah. Okay, makeup, fashion, lifestyle, and occasionally challenge videos.
Okay. See, we don't have a chance. With her and her parents and the money, we don't got a chance. Now, you know, don't even bother trying to get to a college. You got no chance.
So didn't BJ bribe management to get his kids jobs at KISW?
Here's the thing with that. I didn't pay them anything, and these are people trying to get into college, and you're paying millions of dollars to get your kids into college and changing SAT scores. Management knew my kids were stupid and knew there was no hope, so they gave me, and they were really kind.
And that's a very kind thing for you to say about your kids. Someone brings up a good point that didn't she post her picture sitting at a rowing machine? She knew about this. That's
good
point.
Good call.
And why else? Hey, can you sit pose next to a rowing machine?
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe some of the kids involved in this didn't know, but yeah, it's hard to think they did.
So is Aunt Becky going to jail for this?
She could.
Wow.
But do you think she will? And even still, it'll be a fancy jail, right?
Yeah.
It'll be the Martha Stewart jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeez. Here's a question for you. How is it possible that a man that lives in a 600-square-foot apartment owes the electric company nearly $38 million? You're going to hear how it's possible. You'll hear from him, too, at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. 27-year-old dude, he's a lawyer. He's in New York. His name is Tommy. Now, look, everybody hates lawyers, but still, I don't think this should happen to him. Tommy got himself an electric bill for $38 million this week.
Wow.
I know it's expensive to live in New York, and sure, you know, maybe you got a big apartment, but not Tommy. He's got a 600-square-foot apartment in Queens, and his electric bill should be like $74 a month. But when he went to pay it online, it was nearly $38 million.
I wonder how much he's spending for that 600-square-foot apartment. He says Queens, though. I can't imagine it's as much as if he was in, like, Manhattan.
Yeah.
But what does a 600-square-foot apartment go for in Queens?
Yeah, I'm sure it's
got a mill?
I wouldn't be surprised, dude. I mean,
not an apartment, but you know what I mean.
Even still, I wouldn't be surprised that, you know, you're paying that kind of money. And New York's nuts. Here's a news report where he talks about this big electric bill.
I had assumed it was a problem. The $74 had turned into the pay field into $37 million or so. And I tried to change it. And I, you know, was highlighting it, trying to backspace it, refresh the page. Nothing worked.
Tommy didn't panic. He tweeted, "Hey, Con Edison, I own a 600-square-foot apartment in Astoria, Queens. I do not own the entirety of Manhattan Island. This is insane. Fix it."
Should your first step have been to contact Con Ed directly instead of via tweet?
I think so, but it probably at my, you know, in people who are my age or 27 or so, I just figured, you know what, I'll send them a tweet and I'll see if they direct message me in the morning. It's not fun for me to go through a Twitter timeline with thousands of tweets or thousands of responses, people telling me that I'm lying. He said he's very sorry. You know, Con Ed apologized. They said, "You do not owe us $37 million. And they assured me that there was no issue.
That is the way, though, his generation does
stuff. The millennial way.
Yeah, it really, really is.
You complain on social media and hope they get back to you.
So that you really, if you're a company, you've really got to monitor your social media. No one's going to call your customer service number anymore.
I feel like social media is better than Yelp, because I had my old roommate, he had an issue with an establishment. He's like, "I'm going to talk to Yelp." I'm like, "Dude, go to Facebook and see if that doesn't work, then go to Yelp." And within the day, they came in and they made everything better. They're like, "What can we fix? What can we give you?" Because they really screwed up.
Man, I don't know. I guess I'm not a millennial, so I'm not cut from that cloth. Like, I would just think, reach out to them directly. Maybe direct message them or something and try and get it resolved, or call the customer service before I try and make it a public thing. Although, this is a funny one. If I got a bill for $38 million, of course I want to share that with people. Because I know it's not real. I know, right. I don't have to pay it. Everyone's going to get a chuckle out of it. And I don't really think you're really making a company look bad by doing that. It's just a stupid oversight.
Exactly. And if you're the company, you can really have a lot of fun with it and take care of the guy.
You see so often, I see it in the wrestling world, because obviously a lot of wrestlers, they travel all the time. And it seems like at least once a day, I will see a wrestler that's a traveling independent wrestler complain about an airline.
Yeah.
And some of the stuff I understand. Like, some of the stuff is well-deserved. Like, they destroyed their luggage. They ruined something. But sometimes, like, this flight is late. And I'm like, this is what you're going on social media to complain about? You're putting them on blast because they're running late? That's just life. in my opinion. I don't know. It doesn't, to me, warrant putting a company on blast.
Comedians are the same on Twitter. It's like Twitter is not your personal bitch fest for airlines.
It is.
Apparently it is. I wish there was a social media that was just for that. You want to go complain about the airlines, go on something else.
Yeah, it's amazing, but at the same time, I can see the other side when you don't get great response when you try doing the customer service route because, you know, they've just got minimum wage employees who really don't care if you get helped or not. My wife actually was getting charged too much for her electricity, and we've been going round and round trying to find out, is it the electric company or is it the apartment complex? Both places, not that helpful.
Yeah.
And it's so frustrating. I wish I could go on social media and blast those folks out because it's like, well, you know, what about, and luckily we can pay for it, but, you know, if my, like they were charging 6 to 7 times what she would normally pay for her electric bill, and you've got to pay it until they can figure it out, or otherwise you're afraid they're going to shut you off.
And that would suck.
Yeah. So it's like, what about people that just, they've got their money budgeted and they can't afford to pay 5, 6, 7 times what they budgeted for their electric bill, and there's not a lot of response. So I'm kind of on the part of like go on social media because they're stupid. They don't realize. I've had conversations with people where I've said, do you know I could just go on social media and blast you idiots for what you've done?
I have the power.
Well, if I just list what you're doing, people will go, you suck and you don't care. And they go, nope. And it's like, well, here's somebody that doesn't understand social media.
I'm a social media influencer.
I really should, shouldn't I?
Yes.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't and you can't and none of us on the show can. Because we never know with our big company if maybe we're blasting a business that's advertising on one of our stations somewhere in Boston or where, you know, it's just like, well, I never can say anything negative about any company.
I think the best thing is just like reach out to them directly. If it's something like, obviously this was a joke, he's having a good time. I think that was awesome. But if it's a serious issue, I feel like you should do the solid and reach out to the company one-on-one, see if they resolve it. If they don't, then yeah, all bets are off. Go on social media. Have a field day with it.
I've done so much of that, Steve, that I think I would just be on social media. If not for my job, I don't think I'd ever call another company. I've had so many frustrating customer service calls with many different industries that I think I would just go blast on social media. I get why the millennials are doing it.
I would love to see you rage on social media. Oh. I'd have to mute you, I think, at some point.
There's a hotel company, man, where I bought a bunch of rooms and they had a limit before how much they would give you credits for. Like, they go, hey, we'll give you points. And then they said, well, you know, I booked like 8 rooms because it was for a conference and I did it. I was paying for it. And they were like, we're only going to give you credit for 6 rooms. I go, what about the other 2? I don't understand. They go, well, our policy is you can't do more than 6. I said, but I'm paying you and you want me to come back. Why wouldn't you give me the points? I'm paying money.
You want them to break the rules for you, don't you?
Well, I didn't understand their stupid rules. So I wrote
them. So you're your coupons, too. It's like you're above the law.
I don't understand it.
Judge Dredd of hotel living.
I wrote the main guy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and the main guy said, too bad.
He got back to you?
Yeah, he did, and he got back to me in a mean way.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Clearly, this guy has not been on Undercover Boss.
Because I was really mean with my letter, and so the main guy sent my mean letter back.
Well, mean's going to get mean.
Yeah, you're right. I thought for sure he would realize that, you know, he's key. I didn't think he'd be mean because I figured, well,
if you're being mean,
he's the big guy in the company.
Well, you're going to be a douche.
Mean. I would say, yeah.
Well, if someone comes at you as a douche, aren't you going to want to respond as a douche back? Yes, in theory, you should be kind back.
Exactly.
But what if he's having a bad day and then douchey BJ, and I know that you're very capable of being a douche.
This guy owns all these hotels. How can he have a bad day?
Everybody's had a bad day, man.
That's right, man. Yeah. Oh, I would have gone on the social media to teach that old codger a lesson.
But you were a jerk first.
I was treated like a jerk first. I basically.
But he doesn't know that.
I did explain it in my letter.
While being a jerk.
Yeah, yeah, very angrily.
Yeah, that's true.
Wouldn't you have liked to have seen if you went at him respectful see how he would have handled it?
What happened was my letter got sent to. I sent my letter to the woman that was not being nice to me, and she said she'd forward it to him. So if I'd have known
she's blowing smoke up here, you know where.
Well, no, but the guy, I got the letterhead from, you know, the guy that owned the joint. Yeah. Well, granted, who knows if he actually read it, but it was signed by somebody at least pretending to be him. Yeah, it probably was. But if somebody said, hey, I'm the guy who owns all these hotels, my name is Freddie Hotel Guy.
Yeah, Freddie Hotel Guy.
Yeah, and he signed it. He was like, Freddie Hotel Guy. I'm like, God damn. And I'm like, I know you, sir, and you're not nice to me. But I feel like if I went on social media, that it would have created something. But back then, they
sometimes you see these companies that just bite right back at people.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if it's necessarily the best way to go. But I think if someone's being an absolute jerk, I've seen some people being a complete and utter a-hole to a company. And then the company gets the information about what this person was talking about. And like, yeah, we talked to the employees that you say you had a problem with. And they're all saying that you were a giant jerk to them. And they have...
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh boy, this is kind of backfiring.
Yeah. That's the thing. I mean, I don't know, man. I think I would go to social media right away.
Oh, of course you would.
I would. I'm that guy. Hey, you guys, you remember that woman that was attacked by the jaguar?
Of course.
Because she was jumping the barrier for the photo next to the animal at the Arizona Zoo. Well, she had to give her side of the story.
And at least she's lucky she's alive. Yeah. She should shut up, right?
There's the problem. You know, when people sit there and give an apology, it's always a mitigated apology. She admits that she was wrong, but not really. I mean, here she is. Her name is Leanne, and she's talking about how, well, she got in the situation.
Black jaguar was up against the fence, and we happened to be walking by, and we said, hey, let's get some good pictures.
All right, well, great story.
I mean... Don't bore us, get to the chorus.
Yeah. Leanne admits that she did lean over the barrier, but thinks the zoo, here we go, the zoo is partly responsible.
I was in the wrong for leaning over the barrier, but I do think that maybe the zoo should look into moving their fence back. I was told that it's at federal regulation, but if that jaguar can get her paw through the fence and anybody can reach out, you know, I'm not the first, and if they don't move the fence, I'm probably not going to be the last.
Ugh. You dummy, don't get so damn close to a freaking jaguar.
Selfies aren't worth it, stupid.
It's the selfie generation. God. She's right. She won't be the last.
Why don't now you're going to have zoos are going to have like life-size looking animals so that people can get selfies with these things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That way, you know, here you go.
You got to make the change.
Come on.
I mean, you never used to be able to touch the wax museum dolls at the wax museum, and now you can take pictures with them.
Because they're smart. They understand that they need, like, Rev and I were talking about this the other day, just about these Instagrammable experiences. Like when Rev went to Vegas, he went to this pot museum, which really is just solely set up so that you can get these awesome Instagram pictures at the museum. When we went, I would have never thought once of going to a wax museum before. But now that you have a cell phone and you can take all these silly pictures with it, I would do that again in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
But not with a live animal that could scratch me to death.
Yeah, you're smart. Unfortunately, people just go, oh, no, this is, I can do this. And Leanne, she's got more to say. You want to hear more with Leanne?
Yes.
Yeah, because, you know, she's not done apologizing. Has she apologized? I don't think she has.
I never expected. And I feel like we're all human. We make mistakes. And I learned my lesson.
Okay, well, at least she won't do it again.
Don't put me in your category, because we're all human. We're not stupid like you. I mean, come on. Don't put me in your same category, Leanne.
Yeah, like for me, pushing the limits was when I was trying to squeeze my head into Peyton Manning's helmet in that wax museum.
Yeah, that was a bit of a...
And they gave me a look like, look, sir, if you continue to do that, we're going to ask you to leave.
Yeah.
But at no point am I getting near a wild animal that can scratch me.
Yeah, but you're right, Steve. They're going to have to set it up that there's no possible way idiots can do what they're going to do, which might actually make going to the zoo tougher to see or whatever. It's just, what an, yeah.
I'm just glad they didn't do anything to that jaguar because of this.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Some people probably were thinking that, and I'm not shocked that there are people that think like that, but I'm glad that the zoo didn't be like, okay, we have to euthanize the jaguar because of this dumbass woman.
I think everyone was worried since the whole Harambe thing.
Yes. Yeah. Fresh for him still.
Yep. Pour one out for our homie.
Yeah. Harambe.
So he says, have you read any of the Facebook comments about the jaguar lady? They're brutal. I can only imagine.
Again, yeah. I mean, who is on your side? Anybody? Can't be.
There's always somebody that's on their side.
Yeah.
probably a lawyer who's thinking that he can get a paycheck out of this. The way she was talking about regulation and like, but
just apologize. Just go, I was an idiot. I'm sorry. Boy, life would be so much better if that was what people would do. Because I'd like her if she, because I understand everything she's saying. If she's like, I'm a moron. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. And right. I'd like her for that instead of, regulation. And, you know, I'm human like everybody else. Oh, shut up.
I'm a dumbass. I thought it'd be a sweet cover photo for my Facebook page.
Yeah.
And clearly I was wrong.
I'd like her for that. But instead, she's got to make it look like, well, really, don't be mad at me. I'm not that stupid, am I? Shut up.
Somebody wants to know what a Jaguar would sound like.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, you haven't done a Jaguar impression.
Have I done a Jaguar? No.
You did a tiger.
I did a tiger.
Now, are you going to do a Jaguar the animal or a Jaguar the car? Which one are you going to do?
Well, clearly the animal, BJ. Why would you even ask such a stupid question?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just, you know what?
Story's about a Jaguar.
I'm only
the
human,
animal.
Steve. I feel like others would have asked that
she
question.
She didn't get scratched by a car.
Yeah. Well, not yet.
So a Jaguar.
Okay, here we go.
I feel like the paparazzi. I got Danny filming it. I got Vicky filming it. Is it? Oh, now.
Oh, oh yeah. Do we need this from all sides, this incredible impression that's going to
just... Yes, we do.
Okay.
Like, it's such a letdown. It's going to be unimpressive.
Yeah,
you never know. Maybe you'll spit and drool on yourself.
Well, there's always that.
That's a given. All right, so this is a Jaguar.
Right, Jaguar.
Now, am I a Jaguar in the zoo?
Yeah, you should definitely be a Jaguar in the zoo.
Okay, so... And then am I a Jaguar in the zoo and then this lady gets near me?
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea. Okay. Wow.
That was kind of terrifying, actually. It's like I was there.
Now,
was that good?
Just that was comparison. Really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, really, Rev?
Did you like the build-up?
Yeah. It was.
No, the build-up was
very Yoda-esque.
I was going to say, you sounded like Yoda.
I want to know what the difference is between a Jaguar in the zoo and your impression of a Jaguar in the wild, because apparently there was a difference because you asked.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You asked for the setting.
You need clarification.
You needed motivation for this acting experience that you're doing.
Well, because the Jaguar's just not going around going all the time, but in this situation it is because the woman got too close.
So in the wild, they're just chilling.
It's just more like...
That's a Jaguar in the wild.
Yeah, just purring.
Okay.
Can I take a selfie with you, Steve?
I'll scratch your ass.
All right.
Here we go. Okay. Are we really?
Yeah, see, there it was.
Yes.
Somebody asked a good question. Did she get the selfie?
Oh, I would hope so. I mean, you know, especially, I mean, that would be an awesome selfie if the paw is coming right at you in the picture. Or if you can see it hitting her.
So he said the Jaguar reportedly said he did it for Harambe.
This is for Harambe, B. Yeah. Yesterday, Steve, or should I call you Jaguar?
Thank you.
Yeah. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
In what country is the famous Taj Mahal located?
That'd be Las Vegas, Nevada.
No.
Egypt?
No.
Spain?
No.
Spain!
I was thinking.
Were you though?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what
I was hoping that I could come up with a better answer and change the answer mid sentence.
Did a good job. Yeah, you really. Yeah. It was actually not Spain. It was India. You want a shot, B, Steve? You got it. 206-421 Rock. We're playing Beat Migs at 8:47 on the Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I'm getting my wages garnished. Can bankruptcy help with that?
Absolutely. One of the big reasons people file bankruptcy is because they have a judgment or a lawsuit against them, or their wages are getting garnished, and so they can't pay their other regular ongoing bills. People sometimes think that you can't file bankruptcy once they have a judgment against them or once a garnishment has started, and that's not true. Filing bankruptcy will immediately stop any garnishment that you have going, except for child support, and stop your creditors from continuing on with garnishments of your bank accounts, your wages, and in most cases will discharge that liability through the bankruptcy process. And we can file a bankruptcy case for you usually the day you come in.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.